time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The gunman who killed 26 people at a Sutherland Springs, Texas church had a history of domestic violence and sent threatening text messages to his mother-in-law, a member of that church, before the attack in which he fired at least 450 rounds at helpless worshipers. On Monday, the military acknowledged it didn't submit the shooter's criminal history to the FBI as required by the Pentagon. If his past offenses had been shared, they would have prevented him from buying a gun. Stephen Colbert shared his thoughts Monday night.
Now, I don't know what to do, but I know that hopelessness is not the answer.
No.
You cannot give up in the face of evil. Nothing gets done about what happened in Las Vegas. They can't even pass a restriction on bump stocks that turn a semi-automatic weapon into almost a fully automatic weapon. That died. No one's talking about that.
Right.
Nothing gets done to control the guns that kill 10,000 people a year around America, not just in these mass killings. And doing nothing, as I have said before, is unacceptable. But it's unnatural. It's inhuman.
Right.
It just goes against our nature. We want to fix things. You want to respond to something terrible like this. Not just now, but at any time in human history. 5,000 years ago, if your village had a tiger coming into it every day and was eating people, you wouldn't do nothing. You would move the village, you would build a fence, or you would kill the tiger. You wouldn't say, well, I guess, you know, someone's going to get eaten every day because the price of liberty is tigers.
No.
You take some action. Now, this hopelessness, this powerlessness you feel when nothing gets done is something, as I said, we can't give into. Because I actually think that there are some people out there, some truly evil people out there, who want you to feel powerless just for a buck. Because if you feel powerless enough, you know what might make you feel more powerful? Going to buy a gun. It's a vicious cycle. Violence happens, nothing gets done to get rid of the guns, and people buy more guns to protect themselves, and now there's just more guns out on the street. And yes, this guy wasn't supposed to be able to buy a gun, but he could because they're on the market, these semi-automatic rifles. So what do you do? If you're not going to be hopeless, but you feel powerless, how do you get the power back? Well, I think there is one power you mustn't ever forget, and that is you can vote. You can go vote in 2018. Vote for someone who will do something. Because this is an act of evil, and the only thing necessary for evil to succeed is for good men to do nothing.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton claimed the solution is to have more churchgoers carrying guns.
Keep guns out of the hand of people who are going to violate the law. If somebody's willing to kill someone, they're also going to be willing to violate a gun law. And all I can say is that, you know, in Texas, at least we have the opportunity to have concealed carry. And so if it's a place where somebody has the ability to carry, there's always the opportunity that gunman will be taken out before he has the opportunity to kill very many people.
And you would think, the concept of a firearm and a church, that we've come to that. I mean, in Arkansas, there's the Church Protection Act, where they're legally allowed to do that, apparently. Two potentially diametric opposite concepts when you're there praying to the Lord.
Well, there's no doubt. And I think that's why so many people don't carry in a church, whereas if this had been somewhere else, you might have seen somebody being able to react. But I think as we see, I mean, we've had shootings at churches for, you know, for forever. This is going to happen again. And so, you know, we need people in churches, either, you know, professional security or at least arming some of the parishioners or the congregation so that they can respond.
The president was in Japan when he addressed the shooting, claiming it was not a, quote, guns situation.
And I think that mental health is your problem here. This was based on preliminary reports, very deranged individual, a lot of problems over a long period of time. We have a lot of mental health problems in our country, as do other countries. But this isn't a guns situation. I mean, we could go into it, but it's a little bit soon to go into it. But fortunately, somebody else had a gun that was shooting in the opposite direction. Otherwise, it would have been as bad as it was. It would have been much worse. This is a mental health problem at the highest level. It's a very, very sad event. These are great people and a very, very sad event. But that's the way I view it.
While in Japan, the president played golf with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and repeatedly stuck his foot in his mouth, telling U.S. troops there,
"No regime and no nation should underestimate ever American resolve. Every once in a while in the past, they underestimated us. It was not pleasant for them, was it?"
And admitting his lack of knowledge about the world.
So my relationship with Shinzo got off to quite a rocky start because I never ran for office, and here I am, but I never ran. So I wasn't very experienced. And after I had won, everybody was calling me from all over the world. I never knew we had so many countries. I got
the And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without you. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.